Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Caves and Scouts mini-sode. If you made it through the last one, God bless you. I had been dared to do that in a high-pitched voice. Thanks, Cliff.
You're welcome.
This episode is sponsored by Superfan Doug. If you see Superfan Doug, he's our superfan.
High five him.
High five him. He loves high fives. He also loves pats on the butt. And if you can lift him over your head, he giggles like a schoolgirl if you can get him in an airplane spin. Okay, but you gotta surprise him. He's really into that. So, you're welcome, Superfan Doug. Today, our question, our topic, our item of interest, Patrick. Mm-hmm. First of all, hi, I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
Cliff.
What, the finger gun scared you?
I'm Patrick.
You are. Good work. Today we're going to talk about, here I'm going to start so you have an idea. What are some things that you guys are looking forward to this year? And I don't need like a million descriptive things. I just got some quick things I'm going to fire off at you guys. And we can bounce ideas off each other, whatever. It doesn't matter. Nobody's listening.
When you said fire things off, I pictured a Yosemite Sam.
The most rootinous, tootinous, blar 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 in the West.
Now I want to see you cosplay as that.
I will. Anybody want to make me a Yosemite Sam cosplay costume, I will rock it for you.
Okay. I'll stop taking us off track now. I've come back.
Oh, good. It's so hard to go forward when you've been so off track. The most rootinous, tootinous side of the Pecos. Patrick's mind has been lost. Quickly, here's the things. I got five things, but I made the list so I was prepared. I like to just throw you guys to the wolves. I am excited to go to AwesomeCon, which is in Washington, D.C. I will be going with Team Ashen. I'm the sexy one on Team Ashen, by the way.
Of course.
And Paul and I will be going down there. We will try to interview everybody. I really just want to talk to Michael Biehn and tell him how great he was in Tombstone. But that's all I ever, really, ever want to do. But I'll be down there, and that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm excited for that. Starks will be there. I'll harass Starks if you guys want. Mm-hmm. I'll give him some Coke Zeros.
Cherry Coke Zeros?
No. God, no. Don't do that again. Anybody going to AwesomeCon, you could easily give Kyle Starks some Coke Zero. I'm also excited. editing. Although now I'll probably leave it in because it's funny. I'm also excited for the new Capes and Scouts schedule. Guys, I'm going to make a schedule. And we're going to keep to it.
What?
Whoa.
What outlandishness
is this? Schedule. Yeah, it's going to be great. I've decided that many a times in the past when we've tried to make a schedule for recording, it's been unrealistic and terrible. So I've decided to make one that is realistic and very loose. The looser, the better. But it's very obtainable. So I think we'll get there. I think it'll be fun. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. There will be, you know, Ruin a Comics with Cliff. We'll do coffee things with Olivia. Pat, you'll probably be here talking about history or something.
Maybe.
And then another assorted thing. So it's going to be great. So I haven't told you guys that, but we're doing a schedule.
You've told me.
This is get new. Ready. Get. Buckle up. All right. I am also excited for, I'm going to take my wife on a date to go see Captain Marvel. I bought tickets. Hooray!
That's exciting.
Yeah, she loves Captain Marvel. For some reason, that's the character she loves, so that'll be fun. I hope she wears her cosplay jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's like, oh, that's a cool jacket. I just love people going up to her, and she just clearly doesn't want to fucking deal with them. Like, did you make a jacket? It's so cool! No.
They all sound like Fat Albert?
Fat Albert. Trying to remember the lyrics of the song, but nobody should really know those. And then I am also excited in March. No, actually in May, but the March previews for May. There's a couple things coming out I'm excited for. Die, Volume 1 from Image Comics, which is basically a fantasy RPG come-to-life kind of story. I wanted to read it. I left it on the shelf. It went bye-bye. So I will read it in trade. But it is constantly selling it. I keep upping it. It keeps selling out. So that's a good sign. So I'm down to check out a trade. I'm also, and I might be alone on this one, super excited for Captain Canuck, The Terror Birds. It's a novel. A real book.
What? Wow. A real book.
A real book with words and no pictures.
Oh. What? I'm out.
Yeah. Well, most people were out at Captain Canuck, but me, hardcore Captain Canuck fan. I'm in. 100%. 1,000%. I'm in so much, I probably wrote this book. And lastly, this year is when East of West is going to start its final arc, start winding down. I don't know if it's actually going to end this year or the beginning of 2020, but I'm excited. I love this book. It's a great binge book. And it's a thinky book. It's a thinky book with shootings. I like it. It's great. Pat, you would love it. You need to read it.
I did read one. There's going to be a Does Pat Get It out on one issue soon.
Whoa! Ooh. You know, people love Does Pat Get It.
I'm surprised.
Me too. Me too, buddy. So that's it. So those are my things. Who wants to go next? Anybody? Anybody at all? I don't care who.
Sounds me and like Cliff Olivia. Are going on vacation.
Where are you going?
Vacations.
Ooh.
In April, we're going to Bahamas. No, Bermuda.
Bahama. You're just doing
Bermuda, Bahama.
Yep.
Come on, pretty mama.
Key Largo, Montego. I don't want to pay the Beach Boys for royalties.
We've been to Key Largo also.
Did you get there fast or did you take it slow?
Fast and then slow.
We got there fast and then we took it slow.
Oh, you dog.
That's where we want to go.
Oh, we no. Quiet. We've gone too far.
No. All right. So that should be fun. And we're going on a big vacation in October. We're going to just go on a cruise to just various parts of Europe. And it's very exciting. I've never been across the pond.
Oh.
Neither have I.
Oh, you're going to love it, love. It's great.
Well, we're not starting on the cruise. First, we're flying to Spain for a couple of days. And then we're flying to Copenhagen. Mm. Then we're going around the Baltic. And then we might go somewhere when the cruise ends before we get back. Because I took 3 weeks off from work.
Nice. Are you going to see a bullfight?
Nah.
No.
We'll be in Barcelona. So, we'll check out all that stuff.
You should go where the Olympics were held. I don't know where that was, but I was in Atlanta where the Olympics were held, and they had all this cool stuff there.
Oh.
I thought you meant, like, the original Olympics. Like, we should go to, like, Greece.
No, I just know it was in Barcelona 1 year. 1996.
I don't know.
I'm guessing. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I thought 96 was the Atlanta Olympics.
Maybe. 1992.
And then you're going to try and get your motorcycle license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can go out riding. That's exciting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Since I bought a bike and got mine up and running since my battery was dead.
We'll be bikers together.
And then I'm hoping to do something for my birthday because I turned 30 this year.
Yeah! Woo! 30!
Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
I don't really know if that fits me.
I don't know what else. I don't know. Yeah.
And then whatever. Oh, we have a lot of museums to go to.
Oh, yeah. We still have all those museums to go to. We still have two more passes from the Motor Museum. We have the Adventure Aquarium.
I've been there. It's
we
nice.
We have...
Check out the hippos. We did a video on it. It's great. By the way, Barcelona, 1992.
Ah. Okay. We have... Oh, my
the
gosh.
The Newseum.
The Newseum.
Whoa.
In D.C.
The
Where the Liberty Bell is.
That one. Yep.
The Liberty Center.
Yes. Oh, good name.
Then we have tickets for the Ripley's Believe It or Not Atlantic City.
Which I've been to numerous times.
So have I.
I can't believe
I've been there once.
Just the because thing, I used to live near there.
The thing I'm most excited for out of the baskets are the 2 hours of bowling.
Nice.
Ooh. That we got.
2 hours of bowling for five at Laurel Lanes.
Nice.
So we can get a group together.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Most of my exciting things are the same as hers.
So there's nothing independent of her? Or vice versa? It doesn't have to be. I'm not, like, pressuring you, like, yeah, I'm gonna go out and fight a hobo. You know.
I don't plan on fighting a hobo.
I was talking about Olivia. Oh.
There was a... Speaking of hobos...
Yes!
There's a homeless guy, panhandling in our drive-through lane at work.
Really? Wow.
So that was our excitement today.
Now, who did better, the drive-through lane or him?
I'd like to point out that we've been home for a while. I asked her if anything happened at work today. I get nothing. I get nothing at all.
Well, that might be a normal day for her. You don't know. She's not shocked anymore by the hobo in the drive-thru.
And then here, oh, there was a hobo at my work today.
Too good. Too good.
Patrick?
I think I've only got one thing to look forward to this year. Or
is
at
it
least
Infinity War?
No. That's going to be that's probably going to be 5 years from now.
Okay.
Cliff is looking upset.
How will you watch Endgame?
Probably won't.
Hmm.
Disappointment is growing, but maybe not this year, but at least for this summer, I plan to go with a group of friends up to the Secaucus Comic-Con this May. That's the plan, unless something crazy happens.
Whoa.
But, yeah, it'll be my first ever real con I'd ever go to. And I just really want to go, and plus all I do in summer is work anyway, so... It's a nice little excursion.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. So you have two things, Infinity War and that. So that's good. You could have a third thing. We could all watch Darkman together.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you against that?
I don't know what Darkman is.
So why are you against it?
Neither did I, and the first time I watched it, I couldn't hear anything that was going on. I had to watch it subtitled.
That's correct.
Still the only time I've ever seen it.
You want to watch it with some audio, buddy?
Maybe.
See?
Would it make it better or worse?
Oh, it would make it better. There's some lines. Oh, boy.
Those lines.
Mm-hmm. And the dude takes off his leg and shoots everybody. See, Pat, doesn't that make you want to... Yeah.
Sounds like a Grindhouse film.
Mm. It's not far off.
Or like, Robert Rodriguez's Mexican trilogy, where Antonio Banderas has the gun in the... Yeah.
El Mariachi and Desperado and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Correct. Although El Mariachi and Desperado is the same movie, except Desperado's done better. It is the exact same movie.
What's the saying? Anything gets that?
Oh, it's the same movie.
I just said it's a trilogy.
Desperado's better, but El Mariachi is worth a watch.
I liked Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
I did too.
I like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, From Dusk Till Dawn! Cheech Marin has the funniest lines ever about pussy. and Tom Savini's in it. He's a horror practical effects guy.
Oh, maybe it's either this year or a little bit more down the line, but Machete Kills Again or Machete Kills in Space is
oh my god, he's gonna kill space.
Kills in Space.
Oh,
I want to see him kill space.
Have you seen Badass or Badass 2 or Badass 3?
Have you read Punisher in Space?
No.
Please, God, no. Let's not.
Children. All right. Well, we still need to watch Turbo Kid.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I haven't found that yet. It's not on Netflix. I'm disappointed.
All right, we'll get there. I'm in. I'm still in.
We need to watch Turbo Kid.
I'm in. So in. Are you going to add that to your list?
No.
You can go towards the bottom.
I just thought of something else.
It's above Platoon. have you seen Badass?
No.
So it's Danny Trejo who plays Machete, and he's just an older gentleman in that one. He's not badass like he is in, even though it's called Badass. He ends up, like, beating up a guy who was robbing somebody on a bus, and he goes viral. So then he's just, like, making the neighborhood better.
I feel like I've seen this.
Well, there's three of them. So the first one is just Danny Trejo, but the sequel is called Badasses, and they add in Danny Glover. He's the other badass.
Oh! I was it's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because I think I scrolled through it, and I was like, I should watch it.
So much fun. Badasses wins for best helicopter explosion I've ever seen in my life. It's so bad. It's great. I loved it. And then I haven't seen Badasses 3. Badasses in the Bayou. I'm not making that up. They both come back. So that's it. I guess we'll end there, right? Unless you guys... Anything else? You guys want to... You want to stop? Okay.
Okay.
Well, bye, everybody. Thank you for checking us out. Again, thanks for Fan Doug. Super Fan Doug, thank you. Remember, Airplane Spin, he loves it. He giggles like a little girl.